From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 1st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Columbia Green Media is reporting that veteran Catskill Town Board member Robert Antonelli died on November the 30th at Albany Medical Center. He was 75. Antonelli served on the town board for 20 years and was set to retire next week. During his tenure on the board, Antonelli helped to acquire a $400,000 grant from the State Small Cities Organization to establish the Washington Urban Senior Center and to help remodel Catskill Town Hall and the Little Red Schoolhouse in Jefferson Heights. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said Antonelli was a consummate public servant who truly served his constituents and focused on what was best for them. Davis said, and I quote, "He is just what public service should be about. I'm just so saddened for the family and for everyone who knew him," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Some members of the Greene County Legislature are taking issue with a recent art exhibition presented by the Greene County Council of Arts. Centennial She, a celebration of the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage in New York, was on view at the council's Catskill Gallery through early November. After seeing photos from the show on Instagram, legislator Matt Lavera, Republican of Catskill, said he found some of the work inappropriate and bordering on pornographic, according to the minutes of the November the 6th County Resources Committee meeting. Lavera expressed concern that children might see the images. Legislator Michael Bullitt, Republican of Catskill and chairman of the County Resource Committee, said he considered the photos to be profane and that it was inappropriate for tax dollars to be spent on exhibits that contain profane and vulgar art. Greene County Council of the Arts Executive Director Kay Stammer said the council defends the right to free expression. And I quote, "The main thing is to really respect other people's feelings. We are always considerate and concerned," end quote. As for the council's relationship with the legislature, Stammer said it has been a wonderful partnership and I quote, "We've worked together in so many ways," end quote. Stammer met with the Resources Committee in November and lawmakers said she had been invited to return on December the 6th to discuss the matter further. As an editor's note, Wave Farm received support from the Greene County Legislature through the Council's County Initiative Program. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bethany Bump and her colleagues at the Times Union are reporting the city of Cohoes in Albany County is under a state of emergency following a massive fire that damaged a significant portion of the city's downtown on November the 30th. Mayor Sean Moore said, and I quote, "It is the worst disaster the city has ever seen," end quote. The blaze destroyed three structures, damaged 18 other buildings, and displaced at least 20 people. A firefighter was taken to the hospital with unspecified injuries, but no other injuries were reported. Within 6 hours of when the fire started, authorities had charged John A. Gomes, 51, of Cohoes, with felony reckless endangerment and misdemeanor arson. It is alleged Gomes started a barrel fire in his backyard when trying to forge a blade in an apparent attempt to mimic a History Channel show about bladesmithing. The fire affected some of Cohoes' most prominent businesses, including Smith's Tavern and Restaurant and Rizzo's Flower Shop. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, the Times Union is reporting nearly 46,000 New Yorkers have signed up for health insurance at New York State of Health during the first month of open enrollment for 2018, an increase of roughly 13% over the same time last year. Nearly 14,500 people have enrolled in a private health plan via the portal and 31,350 signed up for the Essential Plan, which offers premiums of no more than $20 a month for those who earn just enough to make them ineligible for Medicaid. The increase in enrollment is consistent with a similar trend nationwide. Enrollment on New York State of Health will continue through January 31st. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 44 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. The sun rose this morning at 7.05 a.m., and the sun will set at 4.22 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the first day of December 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.